I think a lot of people do make those mistakes. I think that on blogs like my own, I think a lot of folks out there are trying to help educate consumers that even though frequent flyer miles are not really a currency like US dollars or Mexican pesos, we need to start treating them like they are. You wouldn't just walk into a Target or a Walmart and pay any price that they were asking for some object on the shelf. You would, well, maybe, hopefully, you would shop around and compare prices to see that you're getting a good deal. I think consumers need to try, wherever possible, to get as much value out of their miles as they can. But the problem is that airlines don't always make it easy for you to do that because they put capacity restrictions on frequent flyer tickets. They put blackout dates on the tickets as well. So there are some hurdles for consumers to jump if they want to cash in their miles. It's not as easy as it was a few years ago to actually get the best value per mile.